Now, power knows this. Power knows that this creating society is up for us, and of course doesn't want to be written out of the script, and is trying to figure out how to manage it, which predictably, per its nature, in its practice, it differentiates by class rank. The scientists or knowledge workers, quote unquote, being those it most wants to mold to itself. A recent article illustrates, quote from this article, during a months-long project, Professor Coffey regularly turned to his followers on ResearchGate, a free Facebook-style social network aimed solely at scientists worldwide for tips and suggestions. He said, it's real-time feedback from people who are experts in this field. This is what Ijad Madic, who founded the social network ResearchGate with three partners in 2008, had in mind when he ditched his budding scientific research career in Massachusetts to return home to Germany to build his startup in Berlin's fast-growing cluster of technology companies. According to Madic, the social network has signed up 12 million scientists, or roughly 60% of all such potential users worldwide. On Tuesday, the social network said that it had raised $52.6 million from a range of investors, including Goldman Sachs, Bill Gates, and Benchmark Capital, a venture capital fund. The money, which more than doubles the amount it has raised previously, was secured in late 2015, but was only made public on Tuesday in accordance with German corporate accounting rules. Take the money or I'm going to worry about you. And I've been quoting from a Facebook-style social network is a shift in how science is shared by Mark Scott in the New York Times of February 28, 2017. It's hard to listen to our bodies, listen to the pull of freedom when stuck in the web of class. As we're learning from the upsetting story of that magnificent man and giant of hearts, Nikola Tesla, the tiny souls who work in concert and clandestine, who hide behind corporate eyes, scheme to steal the earth from beneath our feet, to force us to our knees, have a completely different set of priorities, and they hoard the money to fund theirs. But you know what I'm thinking. Four men drew to a common agenda, 12 million, and our agenda has comparatively low overhead. How many of we 7 billion want authentic freedom? What about our experts in the field? Prince obviously stands out, but we have our millions as well. And some of them, yes indeed, some of them are scientists too. Nikola Tesla models the very, very best. I hate that word best, but